Blog Talk Radio.
David Bowie, and my name is David Bowie Blitz on the what do we got going here? It's the Friday edition of the $12 radio show. Thanks for tuning in Friday, September the 2nd of 2016, live and direct from the Ramblewood Studios here on the northwest corner of City Park, as always, here in Fort Collins, Colorado. Just a quick ride north on the I-25 corridor. Take the interstate from Denver. Land on a DIA if you're from out of town. Take day all the way into Denver, and then just blast up the interstate here to Fort Collins and come up and say hi. Then you can do that. Ramblewood here, by the way, conveniently located. I mentioned the fact that we're on the northwest corner of City Park. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I know I've mentioned the fact that we're very close to the mountains. I've mentioned that you can see the dog park from here, and I'm very much the dog nut. But I don't know if I've mentioned or not that City Park is very close to the golf course here, which is not a big surprise. The two go hand in hand pretty much. But what I do think is surprising is the golf course is also just south of the cemetery. Now, I was asking somebody this while we were driving by. He was driving, I was riding, because I don't drive, but I'm riding by there, and we saw someone's ball get a little too much wind underneath it, a little bit too much air underneath it, and it landed there in the cemetery. And I said, would you go over if it were you? I mean, if your ball went in the woods, you would probably go and pick up the ball. Your ball lands among the headstones. Would you go and do that? And without missing a beat, absolutely. And he said, what about you? And I said, no. In case I haven't made this clear. The ball from Titleist, not quite that expensive to make people. No. What's it? What do you figure? A sleeve? Is that what you would call it? A sleeve of balls? That's a very painful sounding phrase when you think about it like that. Very dressy. A sleeve of balls. Do you get cufflinks with a sleeve of balls? You got to be careful how you apply those, or that could cause discomfort. Yeah. Rebel, David Bowie, 10:07 here, Friday morning. Discomfort. I started out my day this morning with discomfort, and I say it a lot. I hope that I sound reasonably coherent. I'll tell you that on any given day. But I tell you this today seriously from the heart, because I did something that I most people probably have done maybe once or twice in your lifetime. I used to do this all the time, but I haven't done this in years. I'm asleep, and I'm dreaming. While I'm asleep, I'm dreaming that I'm falling, and it turns out that I'm rolling out of bed. And I wake up as my head, the back of my head hits the nightstand, as it cracks the back of the nightstand, and for just a moment, a little bit of a queasy stomach and a dizzy head, and I'm thinking, I haven't had one in years, and I'd forgotten. Is this what a concussion feels like? No, I don't think so. I think I'm still fairly coherent. Unfortunately for me, I think this is just what I sound like. So, day two back here. I'd like to tell you that it's episode number 136 or something like that. But the show started out last September, the 12-hour show here in Fort Collins. It went until June of this year, and then it's been off the air for the last couple of months. But it's day two. Excuse me, coming back and getting back into a regular rhythm that's going to go every Monday through Friday. I'm not sure if we're going to be on the air Labor Day this coming Monday or not. So if find and friend me on Facebook, and then you can keep track of it all the time. Or if, now that you found the show through Blog Talk Radio, you can find me that way and see if it's a live episode. If it turns out it's not a live episode, all the other episodes are they're just fine. None of them are going to get much better than this. That's not much of an advertisement, is it? Yeah, that's not much of an endorsement, actually, for me. It's, let's see here. 114 days left until Christmas. You notice I did not say shopping days. I only point that out each year this early because I don't make an acknowledgement of Christmas publicly in any setting until I see the first ad for the season. And I saw it. It was very subtle, but it was there. They were doing a lot of shopping at Walmart, and the dog had a little Santa hat on. Now, I think it's great that they're getting, animals and especially dogs into more and more commercials, but it's just now back to school. The kids have been in school now for a total, I think, of a week and a half or 2 weeks, which is already too early. September just started, and they've been in there for 2 weeks, but that's just me getting worked up, I guess. 114 days left until Christmas. And on a more personal note, if you're going to make a note on your calendar, 70 days left until the big evening of comedy at the Rialto Theater in Loveland, Colorado. Let's say you live in Colorado. Let's say you live in Northern Colorado and you want to come out and see the big Dave Bublitz comedy show. This would be the setting to come out and do it. The Rialto Theater, I think, has been open and putting on live shows and movies and entertainment of all type for nearly, give or take, about 100 years. And about, I don't know, in the 2000s, between 2000 and 2010, I probably put on about maybe when I say I put on, either me performing or me producing about 15 or 20 shows. And it's just a beautiful theatrical stage. It has an orchestra pit, which I don't need necessarily, but it's still cool that it's there. It's got the theatrical stage, which again is very cool. I don't necessarily need it, but it's cool that it's there. Same to be said of the balcony. Very cool places to see a show, or you know, just go hit Rialto Theater. I don't even know exactly what the website is, but look up Rialto Theater Loveland, because there's a couple of different Rialto theaters around the United States. Either that or look up cityofloveland.org. But come on out to the show. I'll be there. I'll be performing at a handful of places here between now and then to beat the act into shape, because I have taken my darn sweet time. I took a couple of years off, and it's just taken me forever to put my show back into, well, in my head, back into order. If you know me well enough, that was not a Freudian slip there. Or maybe it was a Freudian slip. 646-564-9650 is my telephone number. Again, 646-564-9650. You can get a hold of me here on the message page at the $12 Radio Show. You can contact me through Facebook if you'd like to find and friend me at David Bublitz. I'm very easy to find. There's about a half a dozen David Bublitzes, but my own page has got a profile picture of a guy that looks like a younger version of George Wendt, Norm from Cheers, and then above that the timeline photo, the big extended one, on the top is me and my. If it looks like it's a family reunion shot with about seven or eight family members, it's because it actually is a family reunion shot with about seven or eight members of my family. So if you did think that, you're very, very, very intuitive, and I'd like you to give yourself a little bit of credit for that. Take a moment, okay? Grab yourself a beverage. I've got my beverage right here nearby, and take yourself a gold star out of petty cash. All right? Okay. I guess now would be have we started the show? Has this all been an extended sound check right now? Is that what we're doing? I have this conversation every morning here at the show, which is really very alarming because there's no one else here. It's just me. But yet I have this conversation. Are we ready to go? Can we move on? Okay. All right. What do we do? Do you want to start with politics? Do you want to start with sports? Are you feeling movies? Talking about stuff going on here around the entertainment world? Let's start with politics here. I didn't realize, and I guess I should have. I shouldn't have been too surprised. We've been gone from the show here for about two and a half weeks. I've been away from the show here for about 2.5 months, and so I'm bringing this up like nobody knows about this. But you know, while I've been gone, stuff has been going on and developing in the political arena, and of course you all know about it because you're informed. But I just saw some of this stuff for the first time. Maybe not brand new, but it kind of caught me by surprise if it's right around the corner. They announced four presidential debates between Trump and Hillary. Man, in all my life, I never thought I would be saying those two names are running against each other. I don't care if you're Republican or you're Democrat. I've been saying this, a version of this for a while. This is your low water mark right here, okay? All right, I know. I need to get over it and move on. Let's see here. There are three presidential debates and one vice presidential debate. The first debate comes up Monday, September the 26th at Hofstra University with the presidential debate. That's the first one. First vice presidential debate is Tuesday, October the 4th at Longwood University in Farmville, Virginia. The second presidential debate comes up on Sunday, October the 9th at Washington University. They're in St. Louis. And on Wednesday, October the 19th, is the third and final of the presidential debates at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, which just happens to be located. I don't know if you have an atlas in front of you or you have Google Earth. It's located in Nevada, specifically in Las Vegas. So that's where UNLV is at. If you wanted to go on, I'm just such an ass. It doesn't list which networks that any of these are on. So as it gets closer, if you should say have any interest, just keep looking, keep searching. I'll keep you posted. I think part of the problem or part of the issue is the fact that Mr. Trump has, both of them. I shouldn't point all of the blame at just him, but both candidates get approval of the moderators. So if that's the case, that means the moderators come with a particular network. You're not going to see the ABC guy on CBS or the CBS guy on CNN for the most part. And Trump is notorious for being selective. He's famous for being unpredictable. He's predictably unpredictable. So, but as we get more specific times and where they'll be airing at, I'll be sure to keep you up on that. 10:17 at this point right now here on the $12 show. Let's go ahead and take a quick break here on the $12 show. It's as I said, it's a Friday. It's September the 2nd. It's episode 2 back after 134 in the books. It's Labor Day weekend. We'll talk about stuff to do on Labor Day weekend. Let's just go ahead and play the song. Take the break and play the song. It's the $12 radio show. The music you're about to listen to is from the J. Geils Band, and the song is Give It to Me on the $12 radio show. You gotta give it to me. Wait a minute. There we go. You gotta give it to me from the J. Giles Band, David Bublitz with you here on the $12 show. Thank you for tuning in here. It's 10:22 Mountain Standard Time. If you're not here in the mountains, not mountain time zone, please adjust your clocks accordingly. Okay? All right? Love that song. The rest of it's instrumental. Is it time to just listen to the last 2 minutes here and just stand up and dance? You are so lucky we don't have that. There's no Skype available with this. Although I believe that not that this is anything that you need to have in your life, but the show's gonna go. I'm hoping with it. I'm committing myself here to at least a month to doing the show. This time, for a lot of different reasons. So at least a month. I'm hoping a lot longer to be able to pull it off, but. One of the things that I hope I can figure out how to do between now and then is to do the show live on Facebook. Here you go. As soon as you hear the whistle in the background, that just makes me think village people right there. Yes. Hey, yes. He really is that old. The village people. I know. That would put us back in the 70s, maybe the 1870s. You kids out there, you get off of my lawn. Let's take a picture of some sports. Not really a lot going on this weekend. Well, if you're a college football fan and you live here in Colorado, I can give you the updates to Colorado State University football and to the University of Colorado football. That's CSU and CU, both of them, two for the price of one. I can do it in three words. Rocky Mountain Showdown. That's all you need to know. That's what's going on this weekend. It's going on tonight. It's at Invesco Field, formerly known as Sports Authority. I don't know. Actually, was it? It used to be Invesco, and then it changed to Sports Authority, and now it's nameless. Could we just name it anything in the interim? Because I know they have not resolved the naming rights yet. I say we name it Steve. There's no company, you know, but I'm just until they get around to naming it Pepsi or the Depends Undergarment Stadium. that's just for me, right there. The Trojan Condoms field out there. That just stop, you know. I'd like to say it's a family show, but we all know that can't be the case. At least not if you've met my family, or if you're actually that's not fair with my family unless you've talked to my family about me. Grab your beverage. Oh, there you go. My doctor. I went and I had a physical ailment, and I went and I talked to him very briefly. And in the last year and a half, I've lost something like 25 pounds, which doesn't sound that impressive because, you know, that's a long time. That's like, you know, a couple of pounds. I almost said is about. Do the math, Dave. It's a pound or two a month. But, you know, 25 total. But he said, so how, what's the difference, do you think, in how you've been able to lose weight? Because sometimes there's been periods where it'll be a month and I lose 4 pounds. Sometimes it'll be less. Sometimes things will remain flat. And then I realized it's a matter of how much soda do I drink? Because push comes to shove, you give me a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew to have with pizza, you better – have ordered some pop for yourself because I really enjoy that. That jug that they sell at the movie theater, that 64-ounce, you know that bucket of Coke that they serve that looks like it's big enough that it should come with a free glucose meter, a free diabetic blood sugar meter. Yeah, that's my favorite right there. Nobody needs that much Coke. Nobody would drink that much of anything. Just remarkable. But anyway, the I was that all started on the CSU-CU game. That's tonight. I'm not sure what that's on. It's on local television here in Colorado. So since I don't do research, apparently, on any of this stuff today, Google it. I had a ticket today. I got my CSU season's ticket, singular, not plural. But it was primarily a gift. So actually, it was mainly a gift. Otherwise, I would never have been able to have gotten a ticket. But his request out of the package was, could he go to the CSU-CU game? And I thought, traffic on a holiday weekend, and I don't drive, and it's in Denver. You know, the game may as well be in Paris for me. There's no way I'm getting down there. So, you know, game tonight, CSU-CU, going to be going on at 5. And then you got double the traffic. What am I saying? You've got rush hour. You've got the holiday. You've got the CSU-CU showdown tonight at 5 o'clock. And then right across the interstate, you've got baseball. I hope there's a good turnout over there. The Colorado Rockies had their they had a really good series against the Dodgers, but all everybody remembers was that was the heartbreaking loss. They won the first game. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Today's Friday. Monday they won. It's a good, solid game. I can't think of the score. Tuesday they had a doubleheader because the first game was they had to make up a rain game that a rainout, and that one they won 7-0. Great pitched game, obviously. Wonderful offense. Everything looks as good as it possibly can. So they've already taken – it's a three-game series. They've taken the series two out of three at this point. So they won the first two. The third game, man, they are on cruise control, and then they did what they do a lot, at least this year anyway, the last couple of years, but especially this year. They're up 8-2 in the seventh or eighth inning, and they ended up losing 10-8. I'm no coach, but that's not good. And I am a fan. That was actually quite painful to sit back and watch. But anyway, they're going to be playing this weekend. Hopefully, pick up some more momentum and start themselves a new win streak against the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're going to be playing them all weekend long. I just realized that Arizona on my notes said Arizona. There was no A there. Anyway, they're going to be playing tonight at 6:40 on Route. Tomorrow, the 3rd, Saturday night, they'll be playing at 6:10. And on Sunday, they'll be having an afternoon game, a matinee game at 2:10. Monday, Labor Day, is an afternoon game. I'm really looking forward to that. That's the first game that I've been to this season, and the first game I've been to in the last couple of years, and maybe one of only a couple that I've been to in the last, years and years. So I'm really looking forward to going to the big game. It's a day game on Labor Day, and they're playing the San Francisco Giants on Monday, Labor Day, Tuesday, and Wednesday. All right. And then lastly, in the world of sports, in the NFL, the most meaningless game possible, the final of three or four preseason games. Paxton Lynch used to be a broadcaster in town named Paxton Mills. So every time you hear that, Paxton Lynch, ladies and gentlemen, he led the Broncos to actually, it was a defeat. Arizona got beat by, what am I saying here? I wrote the numbers down wrong, so I'm trying to straighten that out. The Arizona Cardinals beat the Denver Broncos 38-17. Their opening season game is a home game. It's the season opener. It's the home opener, and it's a Thursday national game. Thursday, September the 8th. Denver, the Broncos open up their season against the Carolina Panthers. So be sure to tune into that. 10:30 here on a Friday. Hope you guys have big plans for the holiday weekend. I'm looking forward to this because my plan, if I'm able to execute this plan, I'm thinking about seeing a movie. I've got stuff to do today, so I'm debating if I'm going to see a movie today. But at the very least, catch the the CSU game. That's just a given. But maybe a game tomorrow. I want to go see down into Old Town and here in Fort Collins. I go see just hang out in the crowd in the Tour de France. You're not from here, so if you're not from here, that's the what do they call it? Hold on a second here. How do they refer to that? I wrote this down. I thought this was cute the way they described it, and then I can't find my damn notes. My damn notes. Then he swore, mother. Let's see, what did he call it? Bikes, beer, and bemusement at Civic Center Park, Tour de France in Fort Collins, Saturday, September the 3rd. So that's my Saturday plan. Sunday, if I don't make it to the movies today, maybe make it down there for that on Sunday. And then Monday's the game. So for me, and actually Sunday might be hang out and go do a little bit of comedy if I don't make it to – even if I do make it to a movie, go out there and try some stuff. So as the days turn into weeks and the weeks turn into the next couple of months, as I said before, stuff going on this weekend. I already mentioned 114 days left until Christmas. New movies coming out this weekend. A very cool film. There's something going on lately where Hollywood releases a lot of crap, or at least it seems that way, so that when a good movie comes out and it comes out under the radar, it's just mind-boggling that, first off, the movie got made, and two, it barely gets released. There's a film that looks really intriguing from producer Ridley Scott. It's from he's producing it, and it's a science fiction movie. I won't give you too much, but it's about It's a very I'm not a technological guy. It's a very tech movie. It's a very sci-fi movie. It's a science fantasy movie, but it's a little bit like Ex Machina, but darker. And it looks very cool. There's a couple of different people that are in there that I enjoy seeing. The guy that played the villain on the first season of Wayward Pines, I can't think of the actor's name, but he played a character named David Pincher. He seems like he's playing the, not necessarily the bad guy, but he's not playing the good guy either. And then just for fun, they've got Paul Giamatti in there. So you've got an intriguing story, a cool looking trailer, and then the film just looks good. And then you throw in some interesting acting as well. So that looks good. But I'd never heard anything about this film. I hadn't seen anything online, hadn't seen anything on TV. And I was looking at films that are coming up and out in the next couple of weeks or so. And it's out today. So if you're thinking about going out and seeing something new, do that. Hands of Stone. A boxing movie with Robert De Niro, and I cannot think for the life of me all of a sudden about the Roberto Duran. That's who it is, Roberto Duran, a boxing story, and his rise and fall and his challenges, and looks like it's Oscar-worthy material, but it's coming out in September. So it's like, really? So much – there was so much mediocrity this summer and no grown-up movies to be found in any given direction. It's either release the movie in June or July or wait until October. But okay. Sully, the movie about Chesley Sullenberger, the guy that safely landed a water landing in the Hudson, directed by Clint Eastwood and starring Tom Hanks, comes out next Friday. That looks like that should be very good. Anthony Fuqua, who's worked with Denzel Washington three times previously, is directing a Western with him. The two of them are involved in the movie The Magnificent Seven. That looks to be pretty good, and a pretty nice, extensive supporting cast. And if I haven't said it before, and I didn't mention it yesterday, Hell or High Water with Jeff Bridges, Chris Pine, Ben Foster, and then there's a guy named Alberto Brighton, who is every bit as good as the three big names, and it's just a very cool. It's very understated to the point where you can think, oh, they could have included this and that, but at the end, it basically does what any good movie or any good story should do. It leaves you wanting more, and that's not something that's a pretty rare thing. So hell or high water. At the Lyric Theater, you can go out there and catch South Side with You, the first date with Michelle and Barack Obama. Don't Think Twice, Mike Birbiglia written and directed film and co-starring. And it's either Key or Peele. The guy's Key and Peele from Comedy Central. One of them is in there, and it's god terrible. It's got a really good supporting cast, and Captain Fantastic, which looks like it is a fantastic film. He's not known for light or whimsy or anything like that, but Viggo Mortensen is in Captain Fantastic, and he is barely recognizable, looking with all long shaggy beard and the long hair, and he looks like a beefed up Jeff Daniels on acid. It's really, it looks very, very cool. So hopefully you'll get a chance to get out and go see a film. Maybe you'll go out and you'll go to Lakeside, make a trip down to Denver. So it's looking cloudy. I don't think it's supposed to be too rainy this weekend, but you've got that going on. I mentioned Tour de Fat, and then The Taste of Colorado, the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, which would include today, tomorrow, Sunday and Monday. So it's got Boyz II Men, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Taylor Dane, and a player to be announced later. They didn't show all four names, but there's a big time headliner each one of the four nights. So hopefully you'll get a chance to make it down there. Okay, you can do that. It's all right. Let's see here. It's 10:40. We can go ahead and take a break here real quick. What the heck? He says. Let's go ahead and keep it on that level right there. What the heck? Why not? Let's go ahead and take the break that we were talking about. So far, we have Give It to Me from the J. Geils Band, and we started it out with Rebel Rebel from David Bowie. I'm in a Stax Music kind of mood, and what better way to represent that mood than Sam and Dave? Just, you know what? I've been saying this all morning. Just play the song. It's Sam and Dave. It's Hold On. My name is Dave Bublitz, and this right here, this is your $12 radio show. It's me, Dave. It's the 12-Hour Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in here a little bit before 10:45 here on the 12-Hour Show, the Friday edition. Episode 2, thanks for being here. It's September the 2nd, getting ready to wrap things up for the week for the big Labor Day holiday. I've actually got stuff going on. I hope you guys do too. Maybe you're going to do – I ran by all the some of the different activities that are going on around the area. But you might just be taking a ride up to the mountains. You could just be making a trip to the, you know, to the store to go pick up some steaks. You could be doing that, or if you're on a budget, you could just be picking up some burgers right there. Oh wait a minute, look at this. Hold on a second. Something just turned off here. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, my board, which I've been having a problem with here, and I know this is just fascinating, just blanked out completely on me. I know. I'll blame. I'll just blame the computer. Sure, that's what I'll do. Yeah, it was the computer. That's what it was. It had nothing to do with me. Anyway, let's go ahead and take a peek at some stuff in news here. Which nuts. I'm trying to read this off the computer screen instead of reading my notes here, which, man, it's like trying to teach a monkey how to type. And again, that's not even fair because I believe that you could more easily teach a monkey how to type. Let's take a peek here at music history. Hey, man. Wait, today's the 2nd. Okay. I know it's all fascinating. It's a glimpse behind the smoothness that is the $12 radio show. Not a big day here today. Let's see here. Yeah, 1998 in Canada, pilots for Canada's largest airline launched their first strike in Air Canada's history. 1996, Muslim rebels and the Philippine government signed a pact formally ending a 26-year insurgency that had taken the lives of 126,000 people. 1992, the U.S. and Russia agreed to a joint venture to build a space station. 1991, the U.S. formally recognized the independence of Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. Yeah, I'm just glad I got all three of those right. 1985, it was announced that the Titanic had been found on September the 1st by a U.S. and French expedition 560 miles off Newfoundland. The luxury liner had been missing for 73 years. That's when you realize just how big that the oceans of the world are, when you can lose a luxury liner. It's just, where was the last place you had it? If I knew that, it wouldn't be lost, would it? Yeah, sure. Billy Martin was fired as the manager of the Detroit Tigers. Martin was relieved of his duty 3 days after ordering his pitchers to throw spitballs against Cleveland. That I was born 112 years ago today. No, 1963, the CBS Evening News was lengthened from 15 to 30 minutes. The 1963, as well, the integration of Tuskegee High, the Tuskegee High School, was prevented by state troopers assigned by Alabama Governor George Wallace. Wallace had the building surrounded by the troopers. 1945, Ho Chi Minh declared the independence of the Democrat Republic of Vietnam. 1938, the first railroad car to be equipped with fluorescent lighting was put into operation on the New York Railroad. And 31 BC, wait a minute, 1666. That's a 1 and 3 sixes. That's when I realized that I have a lisp, but hopefully it's under control a little bit. 1666, the Great Fire of London broke out. The fire burned for 3 days, destroying 10,000 buildings, including St. Paul's Cathedral. Only 6 people were killed. That's fairly amazing right there. Okay, let's go ahead here and check some music history while we are digging here through the through our fun facts of the day. Again, not a big list. Oh, actually, it's a little bit bigger than I thought. Let's see here. At Nashville's Bridgestone Arena, Brooks and Dunn played their final show together at a fundraiser at the Country Music Hall of Fame. In 1997, War released the album Coliseum Latina. It was their 20th release. In 1995, Cleveland, Ohio, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame officially opened. Rick Ocasek and Paula Poretskova were married in 1989. That's when you realize how important it is if you're a freaky looking dude to be playing guitar and to have a lot of money. Because I'm here to tell you, no one's more stunning than Paulina Poretskova, and no one is freakier looking than Rick Ocasek. 1986, Debbie Gibson began recording the LP Out of the Blue. She was 16 years old and still in high school, and we begged and pleaded, please, please don't record. The film Merry Christmas, in 1983, the film Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence opened around the United States. The movie starred David Bowie. 1981, the single Controversy was released by Prince. 1978, George Harrison married Olivia Trinidad Arias. She was a secretary at his Dark Horse Record Company. The first time in 1976, the first issue of Musician magazine was published. The Rolling Stones appeared in the British television show Ready, Steady, Go. Mick Jagger and Andrew Long Oldman performed a parody of Sonny and Cher's I Got You, Babe. 1965, the Beatles received a gold record for their song Help, today in Beatles history. In 1935, George Gershwin recorded the orchestral score for the opera Porgy and Bess. And in 1931, fun fact, I always love hearing this name because Bing Crosby was a favorite of my mom's. 1931, the radio show 15 Minutes with Bing Crosby debuted on CBS. And then to wrap things up here very quickly with birthdays around the world today, I'm hoping to get to these here. We'll just take it a second here. It's I am so smooth with a computer. And what's a dirty trick is the website that prints this up just shows the year they were born. They don't put up whether these people are alive or they're dead. So I think I know that their status, but if it turns out it's dead or alive and I'm wrong, it'll be a fun little game of Bash Dave first thing Monday, Tuesday morning, okay? Does that sound fair at all right there? All right. Where do we go here? Let's go ahead and stop at the bottom here. KC of Jodeci is 46, 47 years old. Academy Award nominated, the lovely Selma Hayek is 50. Keanu Reeves, a lovely man in his own right, is 52. Eric Dickerson, NFL Hall of Fame football player, is 56 years old. Paul Deacon of the country band The Mavericks is 57 years old. Fritz McIntyre of the band Simply Red is 58 years old. Jerry Augustyniak of the band 10,000 Maniacs is 58 years old. I love this when they have to explain it. They either have to explain it like with those last two or three, I had to point out who they are and what they do. But then they give you a name that they throw out there that nobody knows who they are, but they don't explain it. Linda Pearl was born in 1955, making her 61 years old. Pearl, P-U-R-L, Pearl, Linda Pearl. Who in the hell is Linda? Okay. Jimmy Connors, tennis player Jimmy Connors, is 64 years old. Actor most noted from the big TV show Saint Elsewhere and also 100 years old today. Terry Bradshaw, Mr. I Got Shingles, Would You Like Shingles Too, turns 68 today. I don't know if he's still alive or not, but he was one of the commissioners for Major League. I think he was a commissioner for Major League Baseball, and he was also in charge of the Olympics. I know for sure that he was in charge of one of the Olympics. 69 years old, Peter Uberoff today. Grady Nutt, comedian from Hee Haw. Well, there's a recommendation right there. I liked Hee. It's a guilty thing to say, a guilty pleasure. I enjoyed the music of Hee Haw. If you were to take this, the iconic performances and collaborations and release those on CD or in different offerings, there were some collaborations that had never been done before and will obviously now 40 years later never be done again. And author, poet Cleveland Amory turns out today to be actually, he's passed. He was born in 1917. That right there on that particular note closes off this, the $12 radio show. You can tell right there because you can hear me rustling through my notes, can't you? You're paying attention, aren't you? Aren't you listening? Aren't you? Don't you care? Okay. I wouldn't. I don't know if I'd care today. Thanks for tuning in here today on a Friday. It's the second episode back after a 2.5 month break away from the Big $12 show. It's been a nice reminder of how much fun this can be. It's Monday through Fridays, 10 a.m. Going to be talking here for at least a half hour. We ran a little long today, but at least a half hour is the plan, and it could run a little bit later with a guest. But at least a half hour, never more than an hour. That sound like a deal right there? I'm just taking all my notes here and being tidy while I'm talking to you, wrapping things up. I could do that after I'm done talking to you, couldn't I? Let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let's go ahead and remind you guys to have a good holiday weekend. Please be good to everybody. Don't drink and drive. And if you do drive, please be sure to drive home as fast as you possibly can. No, I heard that in a less enlightened time, and it was just a terrible thing for them to say then, and it's even worse now. But please be sure to drink and drive. It's much safer. The life you save could be your own. You'll feel terrible if you hurt somebody. You'll feel terrible if you hurt yourself. And from what I understand, I've not had one before myself, but DUIs can be very, very, very expensive. Okay, so let's see here. We played "Give It to Me," and we played "Rebel." No, and we played "Hold On." I'm looking for something upbeat and something not too long. So I'm gonna go ahead and go to my go-to band right here from Rockford, Illinois. Just play the song, will you? That's what you're thinking at home. Just play the song, for heaven's sakes. It's 10:56 Mountain Standard Time. Tune back in on Tuesday, Monday, or tune back in Monday. I'll be here Monday. No, I won't. I'll be at the baseball game. Tune back in here Tuesday. There, I just made it official. But my go-to band, Rick Nielsen, Robin Zander, Tom Patterson on the 12-string bass, and the lovely and talented, one of my favorite personalities in rock and roll, but my favorite drummers in music, Mr. Bun E. Carlos. $12 radio show saying thanks and goodbye. It's Cheap Trick. It's Missed Tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been your $12 radio.
The things you said to me.